very familiar passage of scripture from our Bibles. Man, Paul is writing, amen, his second letter to the Corinthian church. Man, only a few months after he wrote his first letter, 1 Corinthians to the Corinthian church. Man, Titus has gone back and given Paul a good report about what's going on within the church at Corinth. Amen. Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. I intended to read verses 15 through verse 18, but the Lord told me to go back up and get a little bit of verse 8 and verse 9. Amen. So when you find 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 8, 9, say amen. If you're still looking, say, wait a minute. All right. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 8 reads as follows. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Hallelujah. Verse, amen, 14. Knowing that he which raised up the Lord Jesus shall rise up us also by Jesus and shall present us with you. For all things are for your sakes, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many rebound to the glory of God, for which cause we faint not. Hallelujah. But though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. Hallelujah. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporal. But the things which are not seen are eternal. Amen. Amen. I'm going to give you a bonus scripture. Amen. I'm going to give you a bonus. Jump over to chapter 5 and verse 7. Reads as follows. For we walk by faith and not by sight. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Amen. 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 Eternal God, our Father, we thank you, Lord, for this day and, man, these great people and this great opportunity that you've given us to, amen, come together to praise your holy name. Father God, those would have an opportunity to accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior today, Father God, who have never done so. Lord God, and for those of us who already know who Jesus is and have already accepted Jesus, just another great opportunity to say thank you. Lord God, as I stand in John's shoes to deliver the word which you have given me for this day, for this occasion, for these people, Father God, I ask you that if I'm standing here in self, that you destroy self right now. Lord, I want to stand in your will today. If only for a moment, Father God, give me your preaching grace. Lord, give me wisdom and knowledge and understanding in what you are saying today through the Holy Spirit. Father God, if you don't speak, not a word will be spoken. If you don't move, Lord God, we're just going to stand still. Father God, I ask you right now to hide me behind your cross and dip me down into the deep treasures of your word, Father God, that our time here today would not be wasted. Lord God, that something that's going to be said today will help some man, woman, boy, or girl. Lord God, that it would be beneficial today, tomorrow, next month, next week, Lord God, even next year. Father God, we just thank you today for Jesus Christ who hung, bled, and died on that old rugged cross and went down into the grave, Lord God, and rose again with all power in his hands, Lord God. He fulfilled the prophecy. And we thank you, Lord God. We thank you for forgiveness of sin through the shedding of Jesus Christ's blood, Lord God. We realize with you, Father God, with what Jesus did, Lord God, that everything can have healing can happen because of Jesus. Deliverance can happen because of Jesus. Restoration is available because of Jesus. Change is available because of Jesus. Renewal is available because of Jesus. True love is able, Lord God, because of Jesus. Long suffering because of Jesus. Understanding because of Jesus. We thank you, Father, today. Oh, for all the things that you did through Jesus Christ. Father God, we thank you for the perfect Savior. Oh, we thank you for his blood today. Lord God, and we thank you for just giving us an opportunity to be your people. We thank you for the Holy Spirit that walks with us and talks with us every day, Father God, that tells us right from wrong, Father God. Lord, give us a mind to follow the Spirit. Lord, give us a mind to feed the Spirit and starve the flesh. We thank you today, Lord God. We thank you for your people. We thank you for this day that you blessed us with. It's in the mighty name of Jesus that I pray. Amen and thank God. Amen. 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 My brothers and sisters, I want to talk. Amen. It seems like the Lord has put me in this place and I'm going to park here until he takes me elsewhere. I want to talk about today. There is a purpose behind every problem. There is a purpose behind every problem. Amen. I don't know about you. I'm sure we have some people here in the audience that have never experienced problems before. I believe we may have some people here today that you were born, amen, in a household that it was perfect. Amen. The perfect mother, the perfect father, the perfect house. Amen. The perfect vehicle. The perfect dog. Amen. Y'all watch Leave It to Beaver. The perfect neighborhood. Amen. The perfect situation. You had no problems growing up. You went to school and you never had a fight on the playground. Amen. You never had kids laughing at the clothes that you wore. Amen. A haircut that your daddy gave you. Amen. Or the pigtails that your mother put in you. You never had problems in your life. Amen. You never had issues. Amen. When you went to college and you left home and everything was just perfect. You never had problems in a relationship. Amen. Your first boyfriend was your last boyfriend. Because y'all met each other, amen, on the playground, and you just been happy and in love ever since. None of you have ever had problems, amen. Your health has been perfect since the day you were born. Man, you never had to take an aspirin or Pepto-Bismol or grandmama's old catfish medicine, amen, or drink castor oil. You say, baby, hold your nose and swallow it. It's good for you. Y'all remember, I'm the only one that grew up in the country, all right. I realize, Paris New Generation, amen, that we've never had problems. Visitors, you've never had problems in your life. Amen. I can't get a first time ever, I didn't get an amen. Not one amen in the house because every person in here has experienced problems in their life. And if you were to be quite honest, some of y'all got problems going on right now. Amen. Somebody just checked their cell phone and said, Lord have mercy. He tripping. I'm in church, but he tripping. Amen. Somebody got a disconnect notice. You don't want to tell nobody, but you got a disconnect notice. Amen. Your bill is another color. It ain't white. Amen. You have the perfect boss. There's no problems on your job. Amen. Some of y'all hate to go to work in the morning. Amen. Amen. Somebody hate to go home. But I'm here to tell you this morning, my brothers and sisters, that there is a purpose in every problem. Amen. The Apostle Paul is writing here to the church at Corinth. And what's interesting about the church, the Corinthian church, is this was a church full of saved folk. They were saved. Paul said they were saved when he began writing to them. He said, you saints. And when he says you saints, that means that the Corinthian church was saved. But the Corinthian church had some crazy stuff going on in it. Amen. All the kids not gone. I ain't going to tell y'all how crazy it was. Amen. But it was crazy. Some crazy stuff was going on. But they were still saved. Now, 1 Corinthians, amen, Paul really put it down in 1 Corinthians and said, listen, y'all got some stuff going on that you're going to have to stop. God can't bless y'all's mess. Are y'all going to pray with me? Y'all really need to clean this thing up because y'all doing some stuff in the church that the heathens in the street ain't even doing. They ain't even doing that in the hood. They ain't even doing that in the projects, and y'all doing it up in the church? But Paul went and he attempted to correct them on some of the things that they were doing. So, amen, only a few months later after he went and said, look, y'all got to straighten things out, Titus goes back to him and say, listen, Paul, I think they got it. They've changed some things up. So Paul is really excited when he's writing 2 Corinthians because they've cleaned some things up. Amen. Are y'all going to pray with me this morning? Now, there is a purpose behind every problem. And Paul starts to write and tell, amen, the church at Corinth about his ministry. Are y'all going to pray with me this morning? I won't be before you long. If y'all will say amen and hallelujah and smile at me, I'll be done by 12:30. I promise. So Paul, amen, first of all, when he begins his writing, he gives them a testimony, amen, between chapter 1 and chapter 2. And then as he slides into chapter 3, he begins to talk about the glory of the Christian ministry. Amen. And then he goes on down around chapter 8 and starts talking about the glory of giving. And then he starts, amen, around chapter 10, he starts talking about defense of the Christian ministry. So right here in the middle of chapter 4, Paul is talking about his ministry. Amen. And as I tell you guys all the time, you know, nobody had much to say about Shannon McGuire. Amen. As long as I was known for that jump shot that I had. Amen. And as long as I was known for, you know, being that nice guy, you know, them good old McGuire boys, they don't bother nobody, you know. But as soon as I started preaching, it seemed like problems started to come. Amen. Just problems. And Lord, I've been riding so long doing my own thing and nobody cared. But all of a sudden I got problems. Some of y'all this morning, you've been minding your own business, but all of a sudden it seemed like you gave your life to Christ and it seemed like you just problems. Okay, that's just in my neighborhood. Amen. But Paul writes here about the ministry. He talks, amen, he says, we are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. We are persecuted, but not forsaken. Amen. We're persecuted. Anybody here been persecuted? Been talked about? Amen. Paul tells you that there's a blessing behind, amen, your problems and your issues. That there's a purpose behind every problem that you have. Amen. It's to make you stronger. It's to give you a testimony. Amen. You don't know, amen, what healing is unless you've been sick. You don't know what deliverance is unless you've been addicted. Hallelujah, somebody. You don't know what joy is unless you've been through pain. Hallelujah, somebody. I'm preaching better than y'all saying amen this morning. Amen. Paul goes on, my brothers and sisters, to say, for all things are for your sakes, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many redound to the glory of God, for which cause we faint not. God's people, amen, we faint not. Amen, because, amen, the one who gave life and the one who has given us life, he's also given us the ability to sustain anything that we go through in this life. Are y'all going to pray with me this morning? If it had not been for the Lord on our side, the question is, where would we be? Have anybody in the house ever had to call on the Lord when you couldn't call on nobody else? Hallelujah. Some of y'all been to prison, and when they threw you in the hole, they threw you in the hole and gave you a Bible, said good luck. All you could do was pray. All you could do was call out to the Lord. Say amen, somebody. Amen. As we look in our Bibles, my brothers and sisters, we see that we've had so many people, amen, in the book, amen, that have gone through troubles, that have gone through trials. Amen. He goes on here to say, he says, for which cause we faint not, though the outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. The inward man, the spirit man, is renewed day by day. But how can the spirit man be renewed if he's not receiving anything spiritual? Are y'all going to pray with me? Eat a whole lot of Popeye's chicken, you're going to see it. Amen. Some of y'all trying to wean yourself off of Popeye's right now. Amen. My brothers and sisters, our intake has to be that of spiritual. Amen. If every CD in your CD case is negative, amen, is gangster, I'll leave that alone. Man, if every CD in your case is Mary J. Blige talking about it, if every CD is Down Home Blues and you done lost your wife, best friend, if every CD is a country and western, she left you and took your dog and everything you have, how can the inward man be renewed day by day if all we're putting inside of is bad stuff? You trying to stop smoking, but you hanging with folk that smoke. You trying to stop cussing, but hey man, the person you hang with, all they do is cuss. I told y'all all the time, I had to quit hanging around one of my friends at work, because that boy could cuss and he made it sound so good. And I caught myself trying to cuss right along with him. I'm gonna beat him cussing today. I'm gonna put them together better. Yo, pastor. Daddy looked at me and said, boy, I can't believe you just told them folk that. I was hanging with my daddy. Oh, look up here again like that. Hey, man, you daddy when we after we get out of church, but you, hey, I'm pastor up here though. Amen. One writer said that life is a series of problems and events. Amen. A lot of us in here, amen, we've had a life of problems, amen, and events and things that have gone on in our lives. Amen. But you know what? Every problem that we've gone through has made us stronger. Amen. What don't kill me makes me stronger. Y'all going to pray with me? God uses circumstances to develop our character. He uses circumstances and situations to develop our character. Are y'all going to pray with me this morning? Amen. We've gone through things in life, my brothers and sisters, that have molded us, amen, into God-fearing men and women. Amen. Amen. You know, sometimes that little speech wouldn't do for your child. You had to go and talk to the Lord and say, Lord, I don't know what to do with him. Lord, I don't know what to do with him. I need your help. We can't do it by ourselves. Amen. My brothers and sisters, this is a journey that we travel on our knees. Hallelujah, somebody. Oh, Bible tells us, my brothers and sisters, that to fret not thyself because of evildoers. See, Paul knew something, amen, about problems. Amen. Paul had been shipwrecked 3 times, but every time he came out all right. Amen. Paul had been thrown in prison, beaten for no reason. Amen. Any of y'all ever got caught up in something? It wasn't even your fault. I was listening to 94.5, the new 94.5. And I heard them No Limit Soldiers said, oh, it ain't my fault. It ain't my fault. Then Misko said, did I do that? Sometimes we get caught up in stuff, my brothers and sisters, that ain't our fault. But the question is, do you have enough God in you to react to it, even when it's not your fault, in a godly way? So what I'm saying, when you're walking and you trip over something, say, oh, Lord, or do you say something else? Are you to the point where you can love your enemies because there's a purpose behind every problem? I'm preaching, but y'all ain't saying nothing this morning. Amen. We're troubled on every side, yet not distressed. See, Christian folks shouldn't be stressing out. I don't know what I'm going to do. Oh, no, Lord. Trouble in my way. Had to cry some swing low, sweet chariot. Come, you done ready to get coming for the care. You done ready to go home. I want to save some more folks before I go home. I want to preach a little more before I go home. Bring it on. Oh, thank you, sister. I like that. She said, hallelujah. Hey. My brothers and sisters, we folks don't want to come to church because church folk, we the most defeated folk in the world. Come here, Ainsley. Let me show y'all. This is what we look like. There's a purpose behind their problem. But y'all, this is what the church look like. This is why so many of our churches are empty. Because church folk, this is my baby. This is my baby right here. How many of y'all, is God your father through Jesus Christ? Amen. You've accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Sometimes we trip and fall. Amen. Amen. But daddy's still right here. Amen. Yeah. That's some of us just tripping all the time. Right here by God, right with us, and we still falling. Now look at, I'm her daddy. Suited out, we look like, we look pretty good, right? She look like she taken care of, right? Now go over there to Deacon Minor. That's my daughter. Now tell Deacon Minor, say, Deacon Minor, tell him, Deacon Minor, we ain't got no food. All our bills, all the lights off at the house, the gas off. Tell him. It ain't true, is it? Look at it. See, like, I ain't finna lie in the church, Dan. Oh, you ain't finna lie in the church. Now, if we are children of God, he takes care of us. Thank you, baby. Think about how God feels when we out there all busted and disgusted and telling folks how bad have it in life, where the Bible says that our Father has a cattle on 1,000 hills and that all of it is ours, but we sitting around talking about what we don't have and we telling other folks what we don't have. How does that make your daddy look? Don't nobody love me. I can't find. I'm Go sit down, baby. Thank you. Let's give my baby a hand. She did a good job. Think about it. And that's what we do. And that wasn't even on topic. That's just some side stuff. But that's why so many people stray away from the church. Because we're doing worse than anybody. And telling folk, oh, I'm just so sick. I don't know, Lord, what I'm going to do. He said, but we're perplexed. We beat down, but you know what? We're not going to act beat down. Have I ever acted like I didn't want to preach? No. Because I know who I'm working for. Little brother said, I don't know, man. A couple of Sundays, you was tripping. That's when we was at Owens Chapel, and y'all make me mad, and I preached one of them mad sermons. We're persecuted but not forsaken, cast down but not destroyed. Has anybody here been cast down? Did it kill you? Did it kill you? No, you're doing just fine this morning. Why? Because God's got you. Amen. Hallelujah, somebody. Oh, turn to your Bibles to Romans 8 and 28. Amen. I'm getting ready to close this thing out. I planned on doing a whole bunch of stuff, but we finna close this thing out. Oh, y'all know this is my favorite scripture, Romans 8 and 28. Amen. The Bible says, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. What does that tell me? That says, Pastor McGuire, whatever you're going through, everything's going to be all right. There is a purpose behind every problem that you have, but you're going to come out all right if you love me. Now, the question is, do we love God? Do we love God more than we love what's going on in the world? Guess what? We are going to go through things in life, but how are we reacting to it? Amen. Some of us had that Marvin Gaye syndrome. I got all kind of songs, old school. I got them all. What Marvin Gaye said, maybe want to holler, throw up both my hands. Didn't he say it? Oh, y'all trying to act all holy like you don't have that. Amen, in your car. You know you got Marvin Gaye greatest hits in your car. Made me want to holler, throw up both my hands. See, Marvin gave up. That's why daddy killed him. Oh, y'all. Ooh. Rachel was like, looked at her boy and said, oh, yeah. Gabe got strung out. And his own daddy took his life. Made me want to holler, throw up both my hands. And I don't think he was throwing up his hands in praise. He said, I'm just going to give up. You have to be careful what you say, my brothers and sisters. There's power in words. There's power in this tongue. Be careful what you say about yourself. I am somebody. I'm a child of God. I'm a child of the King. Oh, life is a mystery to be revealed, my brother, not a problem to be solved. Amen. My brothers and sisters, we know that Job went through all the things that he went through in life. There was a purpose behind every problem. Job lost everything that he had, his cattle. He lost his children. He lost all of his money. Are y'all going to pray with me? You know what? Even his wife was even tripping. Amen. She didn't go nowhere, but she was tripping. Said, you need to curse God and die. See, some folks are putting the wrong stuff in your ear. Amen. But there's a purpose behind every problem. And we know that Job's friends came to him and they sat and looked at him for 7 days and couldn't say a word. Just looked at him and said, Job, you. And then when they finally talked, they said, Job, you must have done something. You had to have done something for God to bring such a great thing upon your life. But you know what? Job said, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. No matter what I go through, I'm still going to trust God. He said, he brought me to this world naked and he's going to take me out naked. I didn't have nothing when I came in and I don't have to take nothing with me. Oh, my brothers and sisters, we have to understand that God's purpose is greater than our pain. God's purpose is greater than our problem, and God's purpose is greater even than our sin. There's a purpose behind every problem. God uses problems to bring us closer to him. Amen. God used the problem, amen, with Daniel and the people in order for him to be placed in the den of lions. Are y'all going to pray with me? Amen. In order for him to be brought out. Are y'all going to pray with me this morning? The Hebrew boys were placed in the fiery furnace, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. There was a problem, but you know what? They were put in a situation, and guess what? Somebody said, didn't we put three in? Behold, I see four. Oh, somebody said, he looked just like Jesus. Amen. When I'm going through what I'm going through, I just look around because I know he's there. I look around because I know when I'm going through trials and tribulations, I know that my God is there. Are y'all going to pray with me this morning? Amen. My brothers and sisters, Paul even said, amen, when he was shipwrecked, he told everybody, he said, be of good cheer. When we're going through, be of good cheer. Yeah, yeah. Hallelujah. Now, my brothers and sisters, we have to understand that God's purpose is that we become like his son. How many of y'all, we say all the time that Jesus Christ, amen, is our example to follow. Amen. And if he is our example to follow, my brothers and sisters, we don't live, and I say this all the time, that we don't live a crossless Christianity. Jesus came into an evil world. He looked at us and said, follow me. Because he went through problems. Amen. My brothers and sisters, you and I are going to sometimes go through problems. Amen. I'm getting ready to close here. Amen. Keith Trump, but there was a lady, amen, there was two ladies that shared a property line. Amen. And there was a fence that divided their homes. Amen. Miss Johnson lived in the back. Amen. And Miss Jackson lived in the front. I'm not talking about no Jacksons in here, but Miss Jackson lived in the front. Are y'all gonna pray with me? Miss Johnson lived in the back. And Miss Jackson, my brother and sister, had a chicken coop. Amen. She had a chicken coop, and every time, amen, she would go clean out a chicken coop, amen, she would scoop up that chicken mess. Are y'all going to pray with me this morning? She would clean up that chicken mess, and she'd throw it over the fence into Miss Johnson's. Y'all going to pray with me this morning? I'm trying to go somewhere. Y'all keep riding with me. And she would scoop up every day. She'd scoop up that chicken mess and throw it over, amen, into Miss Johnson's, amen, yard. And And then a few months passed, and Miss Jackson got sick, and she went into the hospital. You know, she called herself not liking her neighbor. She said, you know, she got them bad grandkids over there, and they pull up with that loud music on. I just can't stand her, so I'm just going to throw this mess over in her yard. Amen. If there's anybody in here, if anybody else just thrown mess, amen, on you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My brothers and sisters, amen. Miss Jackson got real sick, and she was in the hospital, and she heard a knock on the door. She said, come on, come in. Amen. Miss Johnson walks in. Amen. With a beautiful bouquet of flowers. She said, how you doing? Miss Johnson said, Miss Jackson said, I'm doing all right. She said, well, I brought you these beautiful flowers. She said, well, why would you bring me flowers? After all the times that I called the police on your grandbabies for, amen, playing the music too loud, and all the balls that they hit over the fence that I refused to give back to them. All the times I called the police on you because your dog wouldn't stop barking. I hate to admit this, Miss Johnson, but all that mess that I used to throw over the fence into your yard. You see, my brother, so there's a purpose behind every problem. She said, well, you see, Miss Jackson, this beautiful bouquet of flowers that I'm bringing to you today, all that mess that you threw over the fence, hallelujah, all that mess that you threw over on my side of the fence, I use that mess to fertilize my garden. And these beautiful flowers that I have today, I got out of that garden. So I really want to thank you for the mess. Are y'all going to pray with me? Look at your neighbor and tell your neighbor there's a purpose behind every problem. That weeping may endure for a night, but joy is going to come in the morning. Are y'all going to pray with me? Hallelujah. Come on, give God some glory this evening. Hallelujah. There's a purpose behind every problem. Ain't God all right? Hallelujah. As I look at the problem that Jesus faced, amen, Jesus faced an angry crowd. Are y'all going to pray with me? He was spit on. He was beaten. He went from judgment hall to judgment hall. He had a problem. He was sentenced. Anybody in here ever been sentenced? They gave you some time. Hallelujah. He was carried to the cross. They nailed him to the cross. They placed him in a grave. A rock was rolled over the grave. But hallelujah.